Charlemagne the God, Nick Cannon firing proves Jews have the power. By Joel B. Polak on July 15, 2020. Charlemagne the God, the host of The Breakfast Club on New York's Power 105.1 FM, said Wednesday that ViacomCBS's decision to fire entertainer Nick Cannon for anti-Semitic and anti-white statements proved that Jewish people have the power. Cannon was fired Tuesday for supporting conspiracy theories of Jewish control on a podcast recorded last year, but aired 2 weeks ago, with former Public Enemy member Richard Professor Griff Griffith. Among other media projects for other networks, Cannon produced Wild and Out, a comedy improv series for VH1, a ViacomCBS-owned cable channel, CBS noted. The Associated Press reported. In Cannon's Hour Plus podcast, he and Griffin contend that black people are the true Hebrews and that Jews have usurped their identity. Cannon then segues into a discussion of skin color, and I'm going to say this carefully, he begins, to allege that people who lack sufficient melanin are a little less. Those without dark skin have a deficiency that historically forced them to act out of fear and commit acts of violence to survive, he said. They had to be savages, Cannon said, adding that he was referring to Jewish people, white people, Europeans, among others. Cannon also praised Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, whose racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic views are well known. Reacting to the news, Charlemagne said, "We all have freedom of speech, but we're not free of the consequences of that speech." Charlemagne supported Cannon's criticism of white people, saying that white people have a history of mass racial violence in this country. However, he said that Cannon should have been careful to discuss his views about Jews with a Jewish scholar, who might have been able to correct any mistakes on the spot. He also argued that each group is able to decide for itself what speech is offensive. But Charlemagne also added that Cannon's firing proved that Jews do, in fact, have the power. That's what you can do when you have the power. Listen, Nick is my guy. I hate it had to be him, but that's what you can do when you have the power. And if there's one thing Jewish people have showed us, it's they have the power. He continued, I can't wait until the day black people are able to fire people for saying thing about us that we deem racist. We can barely get cops fired for actually killing us. Co-host Angela Yee opined that there seemed to be a double standard, because Mel Gibson had continued working in Hollywood despite a record of anti-Semitic comments. He got his ass whipped, too, though, Charlemagne observed. He added that Cannon also had other jobs. Charlemagne the God, the stage name of Leonard Larry McKelvey, has become one of the most influential radio hosts in the black community. He recently participated in a conversation on race with Rush Limbaugh, and interviewed presumed Democrat Party presidential nominee Joe Biden earlier this year, when Biden declared, "If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.